My name is Cesar Abade, and I am a project manager. Hello, everybody. This is episode zero of the PM for the Masses podcast. I am so excited to be starting this project. I'm actually standing up right now as I record this. This podcast project has been a long time in the making, and I am absolutely thrilled to be bringing this to you finally on this month of July of 2013. Before I start with episode one, though, I'd like to take a few minutes here on this episode zero of the show to explain to you what this podcast will be, who I am, and what I want to accomplish with it. I have been the project manager for our family business since 2005, and for years I had the title of PM, but I didn't really know what it meant. I was just taking care of business, taking care of our projects, making sure things were being done according to the requirements in a timely manner, within budget, you know, the whole nine yards. I was basically just doing my best to keep things moving forward, to keep all the balls in the air, to keep the plate spinning, you choose your metaphor. Just going along. And what happened is in 2009, as you know, there was we were living the bottom of a recession here in North America. And on top of that, as I mentioned, I work for a family business, and my father, who was also my boss, had a massive stroke. And all of a sudden, I was living in pretty scary times. And one of the things I realized is, in case the company didn't make it, I mean, I had to face that reality that that could happen. In case that happened, my expertise and the service that we provided was so unique that my skill set would be hard to transfer to another job. And I started to fear, have this fear that I was not employable, you know. Just in case the company didn't make it, it would be hard for me to find a job. So just as, you know, as a precaution, I decided to take some steps to make myself more marketable just in case. So I started to look, because I had the title of project manager, I started to look into the profession more seriously. Basically, I was just starting to look into the profession for the first time, I'm ashamed to say. And I knew that somewhere out there, there were courses, there were certifications, some sort of collection of best practices. I knew that there were graduate programs in project management, but that was about it. I didn't really know a whole lot. So I started to do some research, and I learned about the Project Management Institute, and they had the PMBOK guide, which is the project management body of knowledge. So I got that, started to read it. It was really dry. So I got a couple of companion books, and I read another book, and then another book, and then another book. And I started to think that, hey, I kind of get this. You know, this makes sense. So I decided to study for the PMP exam. So that's all I wanted to do. I wanted to pass that exam, get that certification, and in case I had to look for a job one day, I could actually use it, you know. But see, as I started to study, slowly but surely, my eyes kind of started to open, and I started to learn some basic things, like, let's say, the WBS or the work breakdown structure, and I started to see that I could start using that in my work. You know, I started to see that the knowledge I was getting from studying for the exam was actually useful on my day job. So I started to apply some of those things, and I immediately saw results at work. And I felt like I could finally rely on tested and proven ways to break down work, to create schedules, to collect requirements, to communicate, etc., etc. As a result, my work started to get better. I started to be more reliable. I started to take more pride in what I did. I got this boost, you know, and because of the results that I was seeing and this boost of confidence that I got, I also started to look at our own company differently. See, I grew up with an entrepreneurial father growing up in Brazil. That's where I'm from, in the 1980s. And those are rocky times. And I kind of, as I grew up, I was really averse to having a company, you know. But because I got this boost of confidence and I started to be, to understand how to get things done, you know, I started to look at the company differently. So I got this entrepreneurial bug and I started to be more interested in working on the business, not just in it. And the best thing is that now I had a lot more knowledge in project management. You know, I could, you know, I was really getting good at getting things done on time, on budget, and within scope. Besides that, my personal life took a turn for the better as well. See, I'd always been a relatively smart kid. You know, I went to engineering school. I could learn things. I was relatively smart, but I never really accomplished much. You know, I could never finish things that I started, not even books. You know, it was hard for me to finish a book. You know, it's ridiculous, you know. And I was known for being smart, but unreliable and without much desire to accomplish things in life. Basically, I was just cruising along, just cruising through life. But once I learned how to break projects down into manageable chunks and how to plan the work and work the plan, you know, all those things, all of a sudden, my life started to move forward. I started to move forward. Also, I started to study the art of personal productivity, and I became really passionate about setting goals for myself and completing them, looking at them as projects, you know. That's why I say that project management has changed my life. See, our company made it. I got my PMP certification. But best of all, I got clarity, I got a desire to keep moving forward, and a passion for project management, and a passion for inspiring others to change their lives as well. And this is the motivation behind this podcast. I truly believe that project managers are uniquely equipped individuals. In this world that is increasingly complex, yet really superficial, you know, this world in which we're forced to communicate in 140 characters at a time on Twitter, project managers have this rare ability to go deep, to break down complexity into comprehensive bits, to delegate, to see the big picture, to communicate effectively, and best of all, to see things to completion. And today, more than ever, this is a priceless skill set. This is really, really important. And the PM for the Masses podcast will inspire you as a project manager or as an aspiring project manager to make use of this skill set to move your life forward. You, more than any other professional, us more than any other professionals, we have what it takes to get the promotion or to get a better job or to open that consultancy business or to write that book or to do whatever it is that you want to do. Besides sharing my own journey here on the PM for the Masses podcast, I will also speak with other successful project managers and some names that you may already know, might recognize. I will ask them about their expertise and share it with you. But also, I will ask them to share with us how they became the successful project managers that they are. I will look at their success as a project and I'll try to break it down so we can emulate and learn from their journey and maybe take similar steps and to accomplish our goals. See, our lives, our careers, they have a beginning, they have an end. They produce a unique result. Our lives, the way I see it, they are projects, and we are the managers. I really want to inspire you to see this and take action to live life more intentionally. Planning your work and working your plan. I want to inspire you to see that our careers are truly in our hands. And as a project manager, we are uniquely equipped to make of it what we want. Now, I also want to be my own guinea pig here. See, I'll be on the show. I'm going to be talking about stepping out of the, you know, thinking outside the box, standing out, doing something different. And this is not my first podcast.